The invitation tonight will be taken from Ephesians, the third chapter. We'll read about four verses in there. Ephesians, the third chapter, starting in verse 8 through 12. That will be the context which will be taking our invitation from tonight. This context is so rich, so full of wisdom, enlightening, and as we start in verse 8, Paul is in prison. Just a little background. It's been noted that he's been given the honor and the responsibility to preach the gospel to Gentiles. And so he starts off in verse 8. He says, "To me, the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ, and to bring to light what is the administration of the mystery which for ages has been hidden in God, who created all things, in order that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance to the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and confident access through faith in him." As we look back at verse 8, I want to go through a few of these verses here, just kind of look a little closer at these verses, because they are so full of knowledge and wisdom of God. First of all, in verse 8, when it says, "To me, the very least of all the saints," this shows Paul's great humility. Even though he was probably the most prominent preacher in the Gentile, for the Gentiles, and had come through so much, yet he considered himself the least of all the saints. And then it says, "And it was to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ." And this is what I want to look at a little bit. To preach the unfathomable riches of Christ. The riches of Christ? Let's think about that for a minute. What are the riches of Christ? You know, God the Father has given dominion and power to Jesus Christ our Lord. And, you know, if you stop for a minute, the first thing you might think about the riches of Christ might be the physical things. If you really, it says through Christ created all things. God the Father said it's through Christ created all things. So wouldn't it be necessary inference that he has dominion and power of those things? So he owns all of the real estate in Manhattan. If you went through and calculated up all the worth of the real estate in Manhattan, it would just be $1 billion. I just pick a number. It's just unheard of. Paul recently told in one of his morning writings, I thought was so interesting, that there was a son that had basically burnt down and collapsed into carbon, which became, this sun after it collapsed, became a diamond, a solid diamond that was hundreds and hundreds times the size of the earth. Can you imagine the worth of a diamond that would be the hundreds of times the size of this earth? Think about the riches that would entail. Jesus owns it. Jesus owns Manhattan. He owns all of the earth and the universe. It is so large that the mind cannot comprehend it. And as great as this is, I don't think that's what he's talking about here. It would include that. But the great riches is even worth so much more. And The riches that he's explaining here that is worth so much more is the gospel. It is the spiritual riches of Christ that are unfathomable. It is the gospel of Christ is the true riches of heaven. And what is so wonderful, it can be available to us. Let's look at verses 9 and 10. And to bring to light what is the administration of the mystery which for ages has been hidden in God, who created all things in order that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly places. This mystery he has been talking about since the first part of the chapter here has now been revealed. And how? How is this mystery to been revealed? It is through the church. To everyone, including, it's to everyone, including those in power. It talks about those kings or rulers in heavenly places. This is talking about those that rule on the earth, those who have power to rule. But the gospel is even going to come to them. And all this has been planned from the beginning. And it was planned from the beginning to be carried out by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We see how these riches are now going to be revealed. And in verse 12, it says, in whom we have boldness and confident access through faith in Jesus. Do you know what the true riches of Christ is? It's right here. It is the access to our Heavenly Father through Christ's sacrifice, through giving His life, through His love for us. He has opened up the door for us to approach our Heavenly Father, to become clean and holy and pure enough to be able to access our Father. Think of the riches that now are available to us through our Heavenly Father, through our prayers and through His guidance of us and through His Word. This is the true riches that we're being spoken about here. But not only to approach Him, but it's to approach Him with boldness and confidence. Think about that. Think about if you could go to the President of the United States, just go right up to the White House, knock on the door, come on in, just open up the door, go right into the Oval Office and sit down and say, I want a few things. Can you help me out, Mr. President? I mean, we'd think, oh, what are you talking about? You can't do that. But you realize we can do that with our Heavenly Father. We can approach Him with boldness and confidence that He can hear us, that we will be able to have our prayers answered. This is true riches. And this is something that we can have now. And not only now, but the great heavenly treasure that is in store after this life is over. This is what the mind has a hard time being able to comprehend, how much that is worth. We recently said, what does it profit of a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul? Well, here's that riches that is the true riches that we're talking about. The unfathomable riches is more than what the mind can comprehend. And if perhaps you're not a Christian, you know what? You're poor, you're destitute, you have nothing. But those riches can be available to you by faith in Jesus Christ and by obeying Him and doing those things which he's commanded us in the gospel to become Christians, which we've said this many times. And if you happen to be struggling with your faith or have become unfaithful, you can regain those riches. And you can regain them now as we stand and sing.